Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 97.1 FM and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk, we have a member of the El Zagel Shrines out of Jamestown, right? The El Zagel?
The Mystics.
The Mystics. That's what it's called. Craig Melhoff is joining us. And Craig, welcome to our show.
Well, thank you, Warren, for having us here.
Absolutely. Love having you guys on. You know, about this time of the year, we usually have you guys come on to talk about the fish fry, because this thing is big for you guys. The 36th annual fish fry is going to be this Saturday in Jamestown. So let's get right into it. The fish fry, big fundraiser for you guys.
Well, you're right, Warren. This is our hallmark fundraiser for our unit. This is what our founding members was their original fundraiser.
Yeah.
And so we thought about dropping it a few years ago, but we said no. This is about tradition here, so yep, we're sticking with it. But yes, we're having the 36th annual El Zagel Mystics Fish Fry this coming Friday night. That's right, Friday night, March 31st, at Shady's Banquet Rooms in the Gladstone Hotel. The serving line opens at 4:30. We serve for 3 hours until 7:30 p.m. Tickets are $15 for adults. Doesn't matter. You can buy them in advance from any of us Shriners or at the door. And children's tickets, 6 through 12 years of age, are $5. Children under 6 are free.
Okay.
And we have tickets available at Johnny B's, Brick House, Sabir's, at Shady's, West End Hide and Fur, Widower Investments. Those are all members that had, you know, storefront operations going on.
Yeah.
And, you know, if any of you know Breadman, you know, he's just in and out of every grocery store you can think of and facility. You know, he's got tickets. There's all kinds of Scott's Electric.
Yep.
So if you see a Shriner, Mystic, and you want tickets, and don't hesitate, even if you know a clown, they know how to get a hold of us.
Yeah. So Craig, 36 years this thing's been going on, big fundraiser for you guys. How many people do you typically serve every year? It's been a big number.
We've actually increased the last couple of years, and a lot of it's had to do with we've changed up our menu offerings a little bit, thanks to some of our newer members. And so we're serving about 600-700 people now. Wow. And that's in 3 hours. That's pretty awesome.
That's very awesome. Yeah. So again, Craig Melhoff with the Jamestown El Zagel Mystics joining us here on Let's Talk. Big fundraiser, like I said. And this all goes well. Let's go over the menu.
Absolutely. You know,
we'll talk about what it goes towards here first. But the menu, everybody wants to know what they're going to be eating.
Right. Well, you know, we go at great lengths to make sure that we get a premium fish product.
Yeah.
We a few years ago, we went through a big taste test, and we had Andrea down at Shady's was kind enough to get samples from her vendors, and we went through a taste test. Yeah. And I mean, we didn't know what it was we were tasting. We just said, you know,
this
picked out plate B or yeah. C or whatever.
Yeah.
And so we are serving breaded cod fillets, of course, with the fixings, with the lemon wedges and the tartar sauce.
Yeah.
And we're doing baked beans. And we're making our own baked beans. We used to do it with we used to make them with pre-made, but now we're so that's awesome.
You already can't beat that. That's good.
Coleslaw, of course, buns from Panda Gold Bakery. That's bread man out there, you know. One of the big change-ups that we did is we used to do parsley potatoes.
Yeah.
And thanks to Johnny B down at Johnny B's Brick House and Joel Fieber and some of these guys that are members.
Yeah.
They said, hey, we can buy fresh potatoes and make our own. And what we're having now are our rosemary, garlic, Yukon Gold baby potatoes.
Oh, that sounds good.
I think it was last year was our first or second year, and they went over well. People loved them.
They like the potatoes.
So,
oh, man.
Way a big improvement on our menu there.
Awesome.
And, of course, for beverages, we have Coke products, coffee, milk for the children or adults, water, of course.
Yep.
And we topped that off with a new dessert. We were doing Klondike bars and Skinny Cow bars for a few years, and we got some people to help us out with that. And I want to thank Cashwise. First I'll tell you what it is.
Yeah, right.
They're going to be root beer floats for dessert, folks. a root beer float.
And if the fish doesn't get you there, the root beer floats have to, man.
Well, I'll tell you what. We want to thank Cashwise for donating the ice cream. We want to thank Birdseth Brothers for donating the keg of 1919 root beer. And we want to thank Dakota Paper for providing us with the cups.
Awesome.
And that's all the brainchild of Howie Beerman Weiss Fenning. And I think Breadman and Johnny B. Again, these guys, we've got some newer members that have been with us for maybe 4 or 5 years now. And and they're really helping enhance all of our activities.
Making a contribution to the group.
You know, not to mention, you know, we got another one of our members is none other than Nam Sabir. So we got, you know, when it comes to cooking talent, boy, we've got it.
You guys got it down pat.
Yeah, we do.
Craig Melhoff again joining us with the El Zagal Mystics, their 36th annual fish fry this Friday in Jamestown at Shady's. So, Craig, let's go over what this fundraiser is held for, because the Shrine, you guys do a lot of things with the children hospitals.
That's right, Warren. I'd like to talk in the next few minutes about what our mission in life is as Shriners, and that is to support the Shriners Children's Hospitals, okay? And I'll just point out that not all the proceeds for this go there. We need some to operate locally. We have parade units. We participate in parades. We try and we need exposure in the community. But we donate large sums of money to the Children's Hospitals and the Hospital Transportation Fund. And the children's hospitals were started, the first hospital was opened in Shreveport, Louisiana in 1922.
Wow.
And today we have 22 Shriners hospitals for children, 18 of which specialize in orthopedic care, treating injuries and problems of the bones, joints, and muscles, as well as complicated conditions such as brittle bone disease, spina bifida, and cerebral palsy. Additionally, we have four hospitals that specialize in providing medical care to kids with burn injuries. So it's awesome. And one of those hospitals is in Mexico and one in Canada, so we're international. It's an awesome operation.
And what's, you know, you said 22 kind of nationwide. Where's our area one?
Our closest one is the Twin Cities Hospital in Minneapolis, St. Paul. Technically, it's in St. Paul. And we have a very fine facility there. And all of our children's hospitals have, what should I say, housing units to put families up when they bring their child patient there.
Wow.
I mean, it's a full meal deal, you know. And we have funds available to help your offset your transportation costs to get your children there and back. We have screening clinics. We'll have one, and unfortunately, I do not have the date now, but it'll be conducted in the month of April in Bismarck at the Bone and Joint Center.
Okay.
And what we do is we pay to get the doctors and their staff out here to Bismarck so that parents don't have to go all the way to the Twin Cities to see if their children are, I want to use the word qualified for care. That's, you know, and so it's, and that's what we call a screening clinic. Okay. And so if anyone in the community has a child or knows of a child, whether it's a niece, a nephew, neighbor, granddaughter, grandson, whatever, please get a hold of us. We'll give you, the information on how to go to that screening clinic. And if that doesn't work for you, you know, we'll get you down to the hospital in the Twin Cities. Our local hospital representative is Mr. Jim Boatman.
I think you have his contact information.
Unfortunately, I didn't bring his number with.
Well, and you know, with
but the he's fish listed
fry,
locally.
Yeah, yeah, we're listed locally with the fish fry coming up. People can also ask you guys questions there as well.
Correct. You know what? And anyone can call direct to our Shriners International headquarters in Tampa, Florida. I'm going to give you the 800 number and to inquire about gaining admission for care at our hospitals. And that toll-free number is 1-800-237-5055.
And that's the number for the...
That's the toll-free number at our Tampa headquarters, and I'll mention that number one more time. It's 800-237-5055. or locally, Mr. Jim Boltman, yep, or any Shriner, just get a hold of any of us. I just had a call from one of my unit members last week asking who our rep was. Not even all of our members know that. Wow. You know, yeah. So, and they should, but you well, know, they call
now
me,
they do know.
Well, they call me, my unit calls me the go-to guy because I kind of know just about anything and everything about what's going on usually, yeah. But.
Perfect. Well, again, Craig joining us, Craig Melhoff with the Jamestown Elzegel Mystics, their fish fry coming up this Friday. Remember, funds going towards their operating costs and of course the children's hospitals. Craig, we also wanted to make mention, we got the big Shriner Circus rolling through town coming soon, too.
That is correct. Next Tuesday, a week,
right?
From tomorrow,
yeah.
Next Tuesday, first Tuesday in April, April 4th, is the Elzegel Shrine Circus at the Jamestown Civic Center. It's going to be a great show again. We only have one show, though.
Yeah,
folks,
one
remember,
show
last year... Or was it the year before? We switched from two shows to one show.
Before, yeah.
Yeah, this is our third year.
Yeah.
This is the 41st annual Elzegel Jamestown Valley City Shrine Circus. It's a joint venture between the Jamestown Clowns, the Jamestown Mystics, and the Flag Corps,
right,
unit in Valley City. And the gates open at 4 p.m., the show starts at 5:30. Get there early to get good seats, folks. That's all I can tell you.
Do you know where tickets are available at off the top of your head, Craig?
Yes.
Yeah.
I believe we have them at some of the C stores.
Got it. Okay.
I think cash-wise, I'm not sure about Hugo's.
Yeah.
You're right. I'm probably not aptly prepared to answer some of that.
That's totally fine, but we want to make sure that people know the circus is coming to town on Tuesday, April 4th.
Yes, it is. So. And tickets for that are advance tickets, mm-hmm, are $7 for children and $11 for adults. They can be purchased at the Civic Center the day of the show for $8 for children and $12 for adults.
So you can save by getting it ahead of
right.
time.
And bring some money with, because we've got lots of goodies there.
Oh.
We've got novelty items for the kids, you know, the glittery toys and this and that, and with the lights and flashing lights and all that. And we've got rides on some of the circus animals.
Yeah.
And we've got hamburgers, hot dogs, cheese nachos. You can get cheesy beefy nachos. We got walking tacos, popcorn, pop. Cotton candy, that's right.
That's
Can't forget about snow cones. I mean, we got it all, you know.
Awesome. So that, again, coming up in Jamestown on April 4th. So make sure you got those 2 days on your calendar. This Friday, we got the fish fry. And then on Tuesday, you have the Shrine Circus coming to town. So, Craig, anything else you wanted to make mention of?
No, except thank you. I do want to give a shout-out to some very special people, though.
Absolutely, yeah.
We have been fortunate enough, one of our members owns Shady's, Carl and Andrea Hust, and they always shut their kitchen down for us, for our fish fry.
Yeah.
What a sacrifice on their behalf. We couldn't do it without them. We could not generate enough net income on this if we wouldn't have that. That is a huge leg up for us. So, Andrea, Carl, we love you. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Craig, thank you very much for coming on to Let's Talk. We appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Warren.